This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
The Dave Glover Show is sponsored by the Michaels Flooring Outlet, the flooring experts, igotfloor.com.
Welcome back to the Dave Glover Show here on Camo X. Randy Knott filling in. Mike Clayboard just had to make a break for it. He's got some plans for the night, and I think he needs some rest. So he's doing that. Producer Kyle is in the house, and he'll be keeping me company for the next, 55 minutes or so. We're also still hanging out with the one and only Reed Lowe. And Reed, thanks for hanging in there for me. I appreciate this.
Not a problem, Randy. Sorry I was late.
Oh, that's okay. For a second there, I thought, no, I had lost you. It took a second. there's a feel-like temperature outside of 9 degrees. Does that remind you of your childhood?
Yes, it does. And I actually was on the phone with my mom, who's up in Saskatchewan right now, while I was running a little late with you guys. I was telling her, I said, you know, I grew up in we're Celsius up there. So I grew up in weather like this and even colder. It can get, you know, minus 30 degrees, 40, 50, 60 degrees Celsius up there. I said, one thing I never really had growing up was 75 degrees one day, 25 degrees the next day. I said, I think I'm having more troubles getting accustomed to that than I am just having a solid hardcore winter all year.
Yeah, welcome to St. Louis. Welcome to St. Louis.
Yeah.
And it happens often. I mean, this isn't the first time this year that we've had a swing up, you know, 20 plus degrees in a matter of 24 hours or something like that. So you really got to prepare yourself when it comes to dressing and bringing out some clothes. I want to go back to talking about the Blues with you. And you brought up the fact that you made it in hockey because you knew how to fight, you could use your hands, and then you worked on your hockey skills, and that the game has changed in that way when it comes to assembling a team. Having said that, though, is it okay for us to question the heart that we see sometimes from the play, or is that something that we're missing?
You know, a heart is a great word to use, but Rennie, I think the one word that I'm going to throw out there on what I think is missing with the St. Louis Blues this year compared to the way they played for the last couple months last year is just straight out compete. They're getting beat to pucks. When they lose a puck, they don't go try and fight for it back. They're not playing in a five-man unit because the compete level for every single guy on the ice isn't the same. So now one guy's out of position because he's not doing it right, and it throws everything out of whack. And, you know, the game is far, all the hockey teams, the game of hockey today has got unbelievably close. When we take a look at every single season in the Western Conference, there's 16 teams in the Western Conference, and every single year there's 12 or 13 teams that are still battling for a playoff spot down to the last week of the season. So, you know, the Blues were at one point in time a couple of weeks ago had like one of the worst records in the league, but they were still 5 points out of a playoff spot. So that parity and that evenness that the NHL has brought to the table with the salary cap and the salary basement have really helped this league become a very equal league. And anybody can beat you on any given night, and the St. Louis Blues have to bring in a level of effort that is as good as it can be, and they just have guys that don't seem to be able to do that.
So who ignites that? Is that up to the coach to ignite that in his players? Is that up to the fellow players to ignite that in their teammates?
Well, I think that it's a little bit of a both. I think at the end of the day, if you need your coach to get you ignited, I don't know if you're in the right sport, if you're in the right game, or if you're in the right line of work. Getting out on the ice is a passion. You know, we get paid very well, and a lot of these kids today, like minimum salary is almost $1 million a year in the NHL right now, and guys are getting paid upwards in $15 million a year. And so, to sit here and say that somebody needs to get motivated to go out and earn that kind of money playing a game that you grew up as a kid just loving to play, that for me is hard to understand. The one thing I will say about the St. Louis Blues today is I don't feel like there's a lot of trust. Doug Armstrong's on his way out. Alex Steen's on his way in. Jim Montgomery just signed a new 5-year, $25 million deal. What, are you just going to fire him? Like, you can't just go through coaches. This would be the third one in 3.5 right. years if they were to let Jimmy go. Right. And I think Jim Montgomery's a good coach. So for me, at the end of the day, this has to be on the players. Like, Buchnevich is playing, is getting paid $8 million a year, and I don't think he has 5 even strength points this year. Wow. This is your first line top end left winger. And so how does he get motivated? Well, I'm not sure how he's going to get motivated. And, you know, the sitting these guys out and the healthy scratches and stuff, like, it's almost a gimmick to them, because at the end of the day, they know they're going to get back in. And mm-hmm. it's so funny, because I talked to my kid about, he's 14, and I talked to him about the same thing. I'm like, you're one of the best players on that team. Don't be selfish, because when you're a selfish hockey player, you put your, and you're one of the better players on your team, you put your coach in a really bad position, because he wants to have you out there, because he knows at any given time you could explode and go get a goal or set something up or do something special. But when you're lazy, you don't back check, and you take that shift for granted, you put him in a bad spot, because he wants to get you out there. But now what has to happen? Now he has to be defensive for the other players, because if the St. Louis Blues top 5 players don't go out there and compete at a higher level every night, and they still get put out there, well, it just makes everybody else be like, well, I guess I don't have to go that hard either, right? And you'd think that you wouldn't have to be talking about this stuff at the highest level of sports in the world, but unfortunately, with the St. Louis Blues and their production this year, I don't think there's any other way to say it.
Yeah, you need more guys to set the right example, for sure. When you watch the team play, and being a former player who's been off the ice for a while now, does it still pain you as if you were on the team itself? In other words, you were just sitting on the end of the bench going, I can't believe this is happening to us again?
You know, I was fortunate enough to play in an era where we were a strong team. But every team's going to go through moments where they just can't seem to get it together. Mm-hmm. You know, you hope that that isn't a heart. You know, you listen to the words that are getting tossed around, like, energy, compete, heart and desire. Like, those are things that aren't fundamentals. Those are the things that break fundamentals.
They're
fundamental skills. They're character things. And so if you don't have the character to come out and play for the name on the front, not the name on the back every single night, that's when you get into a problem. And then you take the biggest problem the St. Louis Blues have, and that's that Doug Armstrong's handed out no-move contracts like they're Halloween candy. And he's locked this team into having no choice but to either trade a bad player for a bad player, a bad attitude for a bad attitude. Like, for instance, Kyrou. Kyrou struggled his whole career with commitment to defense and, you know, had 36 goals one year, but he was a minus 33. Like, well, what does that really give you? You're plus 3 on your goals that year. Like, that's not good. And he's done a lot to work hard to make sure that that's better. But at the end of the day, if they're going to trade him, they're going to have to take somebody else's problems on because of the no moves and the no competes and all these other things that come across with these hockey worlds that we live in today. And, you know, the Blues got a defense that they really can't do a whole lot with from a training or to a maneuvering standpoint, because most of these teams have pushed their budgets all the way to the cap. So if you're getting rid of a $6 million player, you got to take $6 million back, because they can't even make a trade if you're not doing it. So it makes for a very complex solution to really bring to the table without just kind of writing it out and writing some of these contracts out.
You speak so vividly about what you're seeing and reactions and things like that. Do the alumni players ever get the opportunity to talk to the today players and get them to understand what it's about to be a member of the St. Louis Blues, what it's about to give your heart, soul, and your ability to this city and to this team?
Yes, we do. Once or twice a year up at Centene, they've got a beautiful facility up there. The Blues alumni are invited to have lunch with the players. And, you know, we get together and we chat. But, you know, I wouldn't feel comfortable to, like, be, you know, go up to Kyrou and start telling him how he needs to play the game the way that I think that he should. But I think at the same time, the reason why we get them together is so that they can see what it's like and they can ask us questions about where we're at and we can start to build a little bit of a friendship. You know, a couple things on that I think have hurt, especially the St. Louis City and the St. Louis Blues as an organization to come together, is when I played, there was really no limit to how many appearances you could take your players out to. So we used to do Blue Dream Night with the kids, and we used to do all of these different charity events where we would people would pay to come and they would get to hang out with us and pictures and autographs. And over the last 20, 25 years, they've really eliminated that now to where the players only have to make two appearances a year. St. Louis is a different city. You know, Bobby Plager and Barkley Plager, you know, paved the way for us to be able to call this home, for us to go get jobs after we're done playing hockey, to be instrumental in the community as far as growing hockey, like hockey significantly grown in the greater St. Louis area because so many Blues alumni have stayed here. And I just feel like the NHL has kind of stopped that from St. Louis. I don't think it was that prevalent in other cities to begin with, but I think that rec rule has really hurt St. Louis. And hopefully with Barrett Jackman now taking over for Bruce Affleck as our alumni and Alex Steen taking over for Doug Armstrong next year, somehow, some way, those guys can bring that presence, that friendship back. I remember when I was a player, we had a golf tournament at the beginning of the year. Team would pay for a foursome to be in, and there was a Blues alumni that was always paired with the St. Louis Blues player. And, you know, Greg Kozlowski and Mike Zook were guys that I played in during my era that I'm actually friends with today, and it gave me a reason to come back. And, you know, I know that Jax and Steiner are trying to get some of these other guys to move back to the area. But another thing, Rennie, is like, the guys in the 70s, 80s, 90s, and even my generation, a little bit in the early 2000s, it was just when the money was on the rise. And so I stayed in St. Louis because there was an opportunity for me to go out and get a job and utilize my St. Louis Blues history to help me out. These guys are making $1 million a year now. They really don't need that level of help after they're done because they probably got two or three houses around the country and back in Canada. And so they have so much more flexibility than we did 20 years ago. So you couple all those things together, you know, I think that we've always had a special bond with the community and being a part of the community. And I just hope and pray that some way we can continue to do that, because I'm so blessed and privileged to be a part of this community. And, you know, I was just at a meeting today about an event that I've got coming up, and the guy's like, "You don't know." Like, when we left, he was super cool, and then when he's like, "You don't know how cool it is for me to be sitting here talking to you." And I kind of forget that you know, people used to get pretty jazzed when 34 used to jump on the ice. You know, so
that is awesome.
Cool. It's really that really cool. Awesome.
Well, I'm glad you're still here. You're one of my favorite people to talk to, and you've always been willing to talk. You've been willing to come into the studio. Anything we ever needed, you were always there for it. I appreciate that, and I wish you all the best here in the St. Louis area. And from what I know, you're doing some great things out there. So thank you for giving back the way you're giving back. And I enjoyed our time here on KMOX this evening, just chatting up some hockey and chatting up some barbecue.
Yeah, man. You know, listen, I've always considered you a good friend. I always like getting on there with you. I enjoy following you and just what you bring to this city as well, as somebody that truly cares about this city and wants to get those that are giving to the city in the way that you are. And, you know, everything that's gone down in the last couple months and just how you've handled it and how you just get yourself out there and you just show them that you're love. And you've always been that guy. And so I'm just proud to be a part of whatever it is that you got going. And I got a feeling we'll get to see each other a little bit more the 2026.
I'm looking forward to it. Reed, thank you so much. Enjoy your night. Let's go Blues.
Let's go Blues, brother. Have a good one. Happy New Year.
Happy New Year's. We'll be right back with more of the Dave Glover Show here on KMOX.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is your reminder that shoes are a gift. Literally. So unwrap something good. Like boots that inspire your next big adventure. Or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in. Or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes. They're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget. At DSW stores or DSW.com.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's 100% natural, hormone-free, and side-effect-free. Here's how it works. The app analyzes daily changes in your body temperature to find your fertile window so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. Natural Cycles is a clinically proven, non-hormonal birth control option that's 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. No synthetic hormones, just science. And if you're ready to start family planning, switching from preventing to planning a pregnancy is as easy as tapping a button. Plus, the Natural Cycles app makes tracking fertility easy. You can measure your temperature trends using an Oura Ring, Apple Watch, or our Bluetooth thermometer which is free when you sign up for an annual subscription. Join over 4 million registered users who are taking control of their fertility naturally. Save 15% when you sign up with code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com. That's Radio 15 for 15% off today.
I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Now, see, producer Kyle is going to take you back a little ways because about an hour ago, I talked about how this song, Sarah Smile, was one of the first times I ever slow danced. I believe I was in about the seventh, eighth grade, somewhere in there. And never forget it. But I did forget who I was dancing with. And I'm pretty sure she's nowhere near the airwaves to hear anything I'm saying right now because it was out in California. But it was a nice slow dance, and it welcomed me into the world as a person who could, you know, cut a rug. And thank you, Kyle, for playing that. I appreciate it. Thanks for taking me back down memory lane. Joining us now is George Mahey. He is the dining editor for St. Louis Magazine. He's going to tell us all about the good foods out there in the STO. And George, first of all, Happy New Year to you. How much are you looking forward to 2026?
Oh, absolutely. Always the dining scene is just so exciting in St. Louis. I've always said, that we punch above our weight. You know, we really do have a vibrant dining scene for the size of the city. And really that is spread around the country. Every time we get national recognition, people are like, oh, St. Louis, well, what's going on there? So it's just, I'm proud to be, you know, a representative of it. And but you know, 2025 was an interesting year, a very, very interesting year. I just, before we got on, I keep track of all the openings and closings. Mm-hmm. I've been doing this for decades, you know, month by month, I update them. And so I compared 2024 to 2025. And I thought, oh boy, you've been reading the tea leaves, and it's like, oh man, it's tough out there.
Oh, yeah.
And everybody's, the restaurant people are having a hard time.
Yes.
And we're really struggling. And so I thought, oh boy, the numbers are going to be bad. And as far as the numbers go, it's not bad. There were more, 20 more openings.
Really?
In 2025, and there were 15 fewer closures. And those were in the last 3 months of the year. So as far as numbers are concerned, it looks okay. But, you know, again, we all feel that it's going to be a tough winter, I think, mm-hmm. if we don't get out and support our local restaurants. So that's my main message today is these guys won't survive unless we support them.
When you talk about the area losing restaurants and gaining restaurants, are you talking about the city and the county, or are we just looking at the city itself?
You know, I try to go metro with it. I mean, basically out to as far east as Edwardsville and as far west as Wentzville. And again, I'm not, you know, this is not scientific. This is George just trying to keep track of things and trying to report on them. And again, these are the independently owned restaurants, mainly, not the chains, not every Jimmy John's that opens up. These are the guys with local ties.
Mm-hmm.
So and again, I don't claim to know them all, and I'm sure I miss a bunch, but you got to start somewhere. And I've been tracking this for since 2008, since that 2008 recession, when I thought, oh boy, we're all in trouble now. I better start keeping track of all the closures, and it never really happened. The openings have always outpaced the closures.
Okay.
By 2 or 3 to 1 every month, which people don't believe, but I've got the numbers to prove it. So that's an exciting part of St. Louis.
When you look at the closures from 2025, what is the one that kind of shocked you, where you went, I thought they'd be around forever?
Well, I'm just getting ready to publish this, actually, and the one that stands out above and beyond is Tony's.
Yeah.
Tony, did you ever think Tony's was going to go away? Tony's has been here for all our lives.
Yes.
And, you know, they moved several places, times downtown, and they moved to Clayton, and that was a different but still just a spectacular restaurant. And I love every part of it, especially the upstairs, where I'd hang out at that bar and just have a ball. But, you know, all good things come to an end, mm-hmm. and I was knocked I guess surprised to see it happen because, you know, at the end of the day, it just wasn't big enough. It wasn't big enough to do the event business that they were used to doing downtown. They did a lot of private parties and a lot of rehearsal dinners and a lot of corporate things. And that Clayton space did not accommodate. It did not allow for that. And that was, I think, the difference. They, you know, the dinner business was fine, but places like that, you know, survive on the extracurriculars.
Right. Are people still spending big money on dinners? I just had a conversation with Mike Claiborne about buying steaks, and it's hard for me to throw down a certain amount of money for a really good steak because it's just for that one moment. And so I play things differently in my head, thinking, well, you know, I could buy three of those instead of buying one of that.
Are people, you rationalize it, don't you?
I can't help it because that's a lot of money to drop for just one meal. Are you seeing that from customers, too, that they're like, I don't know if I want to pay that much money just for one night out?
Well, and after you do it once, you go, man, I'm not sure I can afford to do this again very often. You know, so what's happening, Rennie, is people are still, well, there's two things. I think they're, you know, all this sticker shock and all these prices and everything that's kind of gone on. I think we're all a little bit on our heels, and I think we're all spending less money and or going out less. I know I am, and I'm, you know, this is my business. So what people are doing is they're still going out, not as often, but even when they do go out, they're trading down. They're not having the big expense. They're not having the tomahawk steak. They'll have a, you know, they'll have a hanger
steak.
Never had
one.
They'll have, pardon me?
I said, I've never had a tomahawk steak. I've seen them, but I've never eaten one. Because I've seen the price of the menu, and I'm like, nah.
It's a big, it's a $100 plus commitment, but they're fun, and they're usually a shareable item, which makes it a little more tolerable. But yeah, I think that's what people are doing. I think they're eating less. They're eating less expensive items. They're not drinking as much. Mm-hmm. That's kind of a symptom of a lot of, you know, well, kind of where we are right now. The public in general isn't drinking as much alcohol, especially the younger people. And that is, you know, and I know that's where restaurants make their money. So when that well dries up, it's got to come from somewhere else. And that's where these guys are having a hard time is there's only so many, you know, mocktails and in other things that you can provide for them.
Oh, yeah.
So yeah, restaurants are, it's going to be an interesting winter, and I hope it's not a, you know, ice storms and, you know, wind storms and all the other things that can happen. I'm hoping for, you know, a winter like we had the last couple of days, and the people will get out and enjoy it a lot more, you know.
All right, George, I'm going to step aside real quick here for a quick break. Can I hang with you for one more segment?
Sure.
Okay, because I want to ask you about this time of year, as well as what's coming up in 2026 when it comes to dining out. We've got George Mahey with us from St. Louis Magazine. We're talking St. Louis foods. We're going to step aside right now for a quick break. We'll be right back on the other side here on KMOX. We're just going down all the memory lanes here, bringing everything back. Wow. Thank you so much, Producer Kyle, for doing that. It kind of helps the day go by a little bit faster, I guess you could say. George Mahey is with us. He's a dining editor for St. Louis Magazine. We're talking about all the different restaurants opening and closing. And surprisingly, we've had more openings than closing in the past year. And that is great. So, George, I'm going to ask you this. this time of year when people kind of have done their dinners out with the family and they've done all their shopping, people tend to cut back on spending and going out for a little while to rebuild their budgets. What would be your advice to people who might want to go out? Is now a good time because there's going to be less people, so maybe there's less of a wait to get a good table?
Well, certainly October, November, December is the busiest time of the year. Everybody, especially this month, everybody's got friends in town, family in town. You want to go out and show off the city, take folks to different places. So up until, you know, we got two more days till New Year's Eve. And then, yeah, things slow down. January and February are notoriously slow months. So that's the best time to go out and eat. And boy, you know, the restaurateurs welcome you with open arms because they're sitting there on a Tuesday night hoping that people are going to show up because it's cold outside and it's not, you know, it's not like we're all hanging out on patios. you got to make it in those winter months. And yeah, that's the best time really to go out and eat. And, you know, there are, even in January, restaurant guys go, well, I don't want to open a place in January. It's a horribly slow month. And then some of them turn that around and say, you know, it's a great time to open a restaurant because people are looking for stuff to do. They're looking for new places. New. They're looking to get out of the house. They got cabin fever. So let's break the mold and open in January. And there's several places. I do a most anticipated list a couple times a year, getting ready to put that out soon. And, you know, there's plenty of really cool places coming down the pike. Okay. And, you know, we could start downtown. There's that, I'm sure you've seen it and read about it, Rennie, the food hall on Washington Avenue that the Oliver Properties guys are doing. And it's this massive, you know, you remember it was the old Copia space. It was like 10,000 square feet. It's this massive space. And it's got that outside patio with a, you know, with a retractable roof in back. It's just this really cool space. And it's going to be a food hall. And I haven't seen, you know, the players involved yet. But that'll be really a fun new anchor for Washington Avenue.
DSW's semi-annual sale is back. Take 50% off all clearance shoes in stores for a limited time. Literally every single clearance item at your designer shoe warehouse store is on sale right now. Sneakers, boots, dress shoes, if they're on the clearance racks, they're 50% off. So what are you waiting for? Don't sleep on these savings. Get to DSW ASAP. It's all or nothing, people. Shop the DSW semi-annual sale today.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's built around your body. The Natural Cycles app pinpoints your fertile days by tracking shifts in your temperature, so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. It's easy to use. Simply take your temperature in the morning with our free Bluetooth thermometer included with our annual plan, or sync with your Oura Ring or Apple Watch. The app analyzes your data and tells you daily whether it's a fertile or non-fertile day. Natural Cycles is 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. But beyond effective birth control, the app helps you understand your body and cycle better than ever. And unlike some period tracking apps, Natural Cycles provides an advanced data protection program to keep your information private and secure. Ready to go hormone-free? Sign up for the Natural Cycles annual plan and get a free Bluetooth thermometer, plus 15% off your subscription with the code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com.
Here at Blue Apron, we know exactly how hectic school nights can be. That's why we created Assemble and Bake, delicious one-pan meals that make family dinner simple. Just assemble the pre-chopped ingredients and put the pan in the oven to bake. Then you're free to help out with that last-minute diorama. Shop Assemble and Bake at blueapron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Out in the Central West End, boy, this was a big story. Out at the corner of Maryland and Euclid, you know, where I call it the Culpeper's Corner. Like, uh-huh. We all remember Culpeper's being on that corner.
It's great wings.
And all the, yeah. And it's now, you know, it's a chess corner now, and you've got Kingside Diner on one side and the chess school and museum and all that is there. But that whole Culpeper space has been vacant for a while. Well, not for long. There's going to be a restaurant there in conjunction with the St. Louis Chess Club, and it's going to be called the Noble Crown. There's your chess tie-in.
Nice, and, like the name.
And one of the guys behind it is Kevin Brennan, who is, you know, for my money, the most creative restaurant guy in town. He owns Brennan's, and he owns Maryland House right up the street. And everything this guy does is unusual. And, I mean, he's just got a mind like nobody else, and he's going to be doing some really cool things in that space. There's going to be just as much fun stuff going on in the lower level. He's got a 50-seat wine bar going in kind of in the basement level there, and in a really cool event space that he's going to call the Boiler Room, because it's the former boiler room for Brennan's bar. And he said, you just can't, you know, you're in the Rascal or you're in the basement, and all of a sudden you walk into this room and there's 13-foot ceilings. It's this beautiful room that just opens up, and wow. They're going to do private dining events in there. And one of his things that he did was, it was called This Is Not a Restaurant, where he would invite chefs in and say, okay, guys, this was back at Brennan's. He said, I want you to think out of the box, get out of your comfort zone, do something crazy, do something fun. And he called it This Is Not a Restaurant. And it was one of the most successful pop-up things that he'd ever done. And chefs were lining up to get out of the box. And this is going to be, you're going to see kind of a recreation of this at this Noble Crown place. And then real quick across the street, catty corner to that, he's going to do a sports bar. So Kevin's going to do,
he's got a
bunch of young investors, and Kevin are going to do it's like 1,800 square feet. It's not huge. It's in the Coffee Cartel space. You remember where that was. And the funniest part is the name. It's called the Marvel S. Fox, initial S. And it was one of the investors, one of the young investors' great-grandmother was named Marvel A. Fox, but she didn't like the A. She wanted to be Marvel S.
Okay.
So she was Marvel S. Fox for her whole life. And Kevin said, oh, that's crazy enough to name a bar after. Let's go with that. So Marvel S. Fox will open Caddy Corner to the Noble Crown. And both of these will happen early next year.
Well, you know, one of the places I live out in Chesterfield and in West County, and one of the areas that's starting to grow now and getting a lot of foot traffic and people are going out to is the District down in the Chesterfield Valley. They've got a couple of restaurants there, a couple more about to open up. What are you hearing about the future of what that could possibly be for our area?
Well, I think that's that whole area. I mean, it was billed to be the hottest new thing in St. Louis, especially with the Factory. You know, that's a state-of-the-art music facility. I mean, it's unbelievable. They spared no expense, so everyone that performs there loves it. Everybody that goes there to listen to concerts loves it. And now there's all these restaurants that are flanking the place. And the most recent announcement out there, there's the Napoli, the young Napoli brothers are doing Napoli Brothers Pizza and Pasta, and they've opened this place. I don't know if you've been out there, Ronnie.
I've been over there. It's good.
It's really good. They've got coal-fired pizza, the only coal-fired oven in town, which lends a distinct taste and look and char to it. But they're like printing money out there, and they're really smart. They said, you know, there's no ice cream out here. You know, there's all this green space and these kids, you know, running around and kicking balls to each other and all this open space, but nowhere to get an ice cream cone. So they're going to open up a gelato spot next to the pizza place. And that's the next thing you're going to see. And it's
smart.
Like, you know, that's a slap your head, no brainer, right? It's like, you know, and it's going to be gelato, not ice cream, right up their alley. And they've got a really good pastry chef lined up to do Italian pastries on top of it all. So, yeah, it's going to be it's definitely going to be a place to hang out.
I understand there's also a Mexican restaurant that might be going in as well on the other side. Basically, the other side of where the big screen is and the green space, there's supposed to be a Mexican restaurant opening up over there as well. And, you know, there's indoor pickleball down there, a cigar shop. I mean, there's a little bit of everything. I think there's a bit
there
for
is.
Everybody to enjoy.
And there's, you know, and there's plenty of parking. And it's, you know, it's just a great area. Yeah. And this is, you know, a part of the Mike Steinberg's development out there. And it's sprawls, and there's room. If you want to put a restaurant in out there, there's plenty of room for it.
Yeah.
And I think, you know, the more it's like the synergy, you know, the more that shows up, the better it is for everybody. But yeah, that'll be, that's an exciting area. Cottleville is growing like crazy. That's a hot spot in 25 and will be in 26. So yeah, all around everywhere.
I hope the
future looks good. There's a lot of guys opening restaurants, and you might, you know, you read the tea leaves, like I said, and you go, boy, I don't see it. But they're still coming. They're coming at us fast and furious. And, you know, I hope some of the tried and true guys can hang in there and stay going, because it's you know, 2026 will be a challenge for them.
Yeah.
Costs are high, and we've all got to figure out a way to make a buck. They all have to figure out a way to make a buck.
Well, in many ways, going out for dinner is a way of giving back to our community, too, because there's a lot of folks out there working hard at minimum wage that can use you being in that restaurant for one meal and leaving a tip and making their day that much better. George, I want to thank you so much for joining me this evening here on Dave's show, which you do quite often, so you're used to being on. I'm really looking forward to 2026 and the eating scene. As you well know, I'm a hamburger guy, so if you want to text me some good hamburger spots to try out, please do.
I will. There's plenty of them out there, Rennie.
I look
plenty
forward to
try.
It.
Plenty you haven't tried, probably.
I'll
keep you busy.
Well, George, thank you so much. Happy New Year to you, my friend, and looking forward to some good things that I'm going to read from you in 2026.
Thanks, Rennie. Good talking to you.
All right, take care. You're listening to the Dave Glover Show here on KMOX. We're going to step aside for another break. We'll be back on the other side. Welcome back to the Dave Glover Show here on KMOX. It has been an honor and a privilege to sit here behind the microphone and fill in for Dave on this Monday, the last Monday of 2025. But it's also been an honor to be in the company of producer Kyle.
It's been a blast, Rennie.
You can speak now.
Yes,
an
I
opportunity.
Can.
We've been going this whole time. You've just been over there. And I said, no, I'm going to throw you on at some point because I enjoy your company. And I'm glad that you helped me get through this. 4 hours is a long time.
4 hours
it's
is
a long
time,
but I'm glad you were here for that. And I'm glad you called me Rennie.
Yeah.
Because I think initially you called me Mr. Knot, and I was okay with that, too.
I mean, well, we were first meeting, and so you got to be professional.
But then you make me feel old then when you do that. Like, who's the old man over there with the beard? Oh, that's Mr. Knot.
Mr. Knot.
Call him that. But I appreciate you being here, and I want to wish you and everyone a very happy 2026. A lot happened to all of us in 2025, especially that tornado, which really tore apart our entire community. But we have the ability, we have the strength, and we have the spirit to build it back. Thank you so much for listening to the Dave Glover Show. I'm Rennie Knot. Enjoy your day, everybody.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcasts.